Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we are coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. We hope that you enjoy our podcast for the next hour or so as we explore the diverse world of rock and roll music. And on our show tonight, we are going to make our way around the USA. First part of the show, we will be visiting cities across the land. In the second part, we will feature our modes of transportation. And our first stop in this American road trip tonight is Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be sitting on the corner, 12th Street and Bun. I'm gonna be sitting on the corner, 12th Street and Bun, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. But if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, oh, but you know, yeah, myself. I know I'm gonna die.
That was Mott the Hoople with their 1973 song, All the Way from Memphis. The song tells the story of a rock and roller who realizes that his guitar came up missing while on tour to track it down and have it shipped to him. And it's somewhat of a tale about life on the road in a band. Single of this song did not chart in the U.S., but found tons of exposure on album-oriented rock stations around the country. The album, titled Mott, fared better than All the Way from Memphis and made it to the top 40 in sales, peaking at number 35. Interestingly, Mott the Hoople almost broke up in the very early 70s, but were encouraged by David Bowie to stay together. He wrote and gave them the song All the Young Dudes, which we all know, and that kept the spotlight shining on this English band. Before Mott the Hoople, we heard one of my favorite touring bands, Train, with Save Me San Francisco. And Train, of course, is fronted by Pat Monahan, who is from right up the street from Pittsburgh in Erie, PA, which is also the home for two of my most loyal listeners, Randy and Jill. A little shout out to them. And we kicked it off with our American road trip with the classic blues song Kansas City. And that was Wilbert Harrison. He took the version of his song to number one in 1959. It was first recorded in 1952 by Little Willie Littlefield and has been covered by just about everyone, including Little Richard, the Beatles, James Brown. Okay, that was our first set. Let's go visit a few more cities across the USA. And let's go to, let's go to New Orleans to start this off.
Well, come on, everybody, take a trip with me.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But she'll laugh at you in Jackson. And I'll be
and that's the fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Start tearing the old man down, run past the heather and down.
When Adam Duritz wrote Omaha for the Counting Crows classic 1993 album August and Everything After, he randomly picked the city of Omaha because it truly is somewhere in middle of America. Neither coincidentally or because of the lyric genius that Duritz is, Omaha fits in perfectly as a true democratic American city. The message of the song is, no matter where you live in this country, make the most of life before fate sucks you in. Before Counting Crows, we went to Jackson with Johnny and June Carter Cash in their 1967 number one country hit. It was penned by legendary country singer or songwriter Billy Ed Wheeler, and his inspiration for the fighting couple in the lyrics came from the reading the play script for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, while he was a student at Yale in the early 60s. And this set started off with a trip down to New Orleans with Wilson Pickett. He recorded the song in 1966, and it was included in his album, The Wicked Pickett, released that same year. Okay, that's our cities, and if we are going to be hopping from city to city, we need a ways to get there. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Rooftops of Chevrolet, a selection of excellence for 66.
The remarkable Corvair, America's only rear-engine car.
Chevy 2 with all new styling.
Chevelle, a sleek sensation.
Headlined by the new SS396.
And the big one, America's favorite Chevrolet. Made even jet smoother for 66.
And four new models of distinctive luxury, Caprice.
All at your Chevrolet dealers now.
Come in and see how happy you can be.
Man, wouldn't you like to have one of those 1966 Chevrolets in mint condition right now? Even though he didn't own a Chevrolet, no one knew how to get around the country better than Roger Miller.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing, traders for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pet. Ain't got no cigarettes, but...
When I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard, I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight,
but I can never make believe it's all right.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ITC is a ticking on down the line, but I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight, I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal.
My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
There's something you don't see very often anymore. Someone standing along the road with their thumb sticking out. But the English group Vanity Fair turned hitchhiking into a hit song in 1970 with Hitchin' a Ride. They put out two more singles later in 1970, but neither made a dent in the charts on either side of the Atlantic Ocean. In the middle of that set, we had Dave Dudley with 6 Days on the Road. And I was wondering if he got those little white pills he sang about here in Pittsburgh. Even though it's been covered by many country artists, I'm really most familiar with that rock, with the rockin' version that was recorded by Tom Petty and his band before the Heartbreakers, Mudcrutch. Look that song up. He does a great job on it. But I thought it'd be fun to hear, you know, to play the original one for you. And many people consider it as the trucker driver's anthem. And we started the set with Roger Miller and his 1964 hit, King of the Road. This song that glorifies the life of a hobo was simultaneously number one on the country chart, number four on the Hot 100, and number one on the easy listening chart. All righty, Road Warriors, let's hit the pavement again with three more. If you followed this next band around the country in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, you were an official deadhead.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the two-dog man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a salt machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means. And just won't let you be.
The cat that you meet on the street speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doodah man. Once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cars ain't worth the dime if you don't lay them down. Revoke yourself trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
this covered load. If you're going to win a muck a mat, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, that I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Bend, Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anchilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peaks, like I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, cross the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, like a Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, cross the desert bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Nebraska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a city. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, cross the desert bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man,
I know some place you haven't been,
I've been everywhere.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Walked out and got on that bank, and we rolled. mountaintop, staring out at the great divide. I could go east, I could go west, it was all up to me to decide. But then I saw a young hawk flying and my soul began to rise. And pretty soon,
Bob Seger with one of his signature songs, Roll Me Away. You'll find that gem on his album, The Distance, which was released in the last week of 1982. Seger said the song was inspired by a motorcycle trip he once took from Detroit to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in which he went from 42 degrees in northern Minnesota one night to 106 degrees the next day in South Dakota. And quoting Seger, it was a trip of just silence and feeling nature. Rolling Stone critic Dave Marsh agrees with me that Roll Me Away is Seger's best single. Before that, Hank Snow gave us the quickest trip ever around North America with his 1962 number one country hit, I've Been Everywhere. And I'm sure you were all singing along to that one. The song was originally written by an Australian country singer in 1959 and included Australian towns. It's been recorded by many American country singers, including Johnny Cash, who probably has the most famous cover. In 2021, the rock supergroup LA Rats, which included Rob Zombie and Nikki Sixx, covered I've Been Everywhere for the Netflix film The Ice Road. And we started the set with the Grateful Dead and their classic road trip song, Truckin', from the 1970 album American Beauty. The song refers to a drug raid that actually happened in their New Orleans hotel during their 1970 concert tour. In 1997, the National Library of Congress named Truckin' a national treasure. And that got us through this episode's set list of road trip songs, but we still have some time left. So let's see who has birthdays this coming week. A happy 68th birthday today to Neil Sean of Journey, born on this day in 1954. Johnny Van Zant of Lynyrd Skynyrd is celebrating his 62nd birthday today, born February 27th, 1960. On Monday, tomorrow, Pittsburgh rocker Donnie Iris will be 79. And he celebrated his birthday with a show last week at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, PA, about 30 miles east of me here in Pittsburgh. Cindy Wilson will be 65 on Monday. She's from the B-52s and born on 2/28/1957. Tuesday marks the birthday of music legend Glenn Miller, who was born March 1st, 1904. At the height of his popularity as America's premier big band leader, Miller volunteered for the Army Air Corps during World War II, and in 1994, while flying to France, his aircraft disappeared in bad weather over the English Channel. He was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star. Harry Belafonte will be 95 on Tuesday, born March 1st, 1927. John Bon Jovi will be 60 on Wednesday. Happy birthday to John. A happy heavenly birthday on Friday to Chris Squire, the great bass player from Yes, born March 4th, 1948. Chris died in 2015. And John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers turns 52 on Saturday. I saved a few birthdays so that we could end our show this week with some tunes from these guys to celebrate their special days. And let's do the first one right now.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. What it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, that's never free.
I'm Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fashion. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Now that is one artist that I could go on and on about, the incomparable Lou Reed. Born on March 3rd, 1942. We lost him in 2013 at the age of 71. An interesting note to 1972's Walk on the Wild Side, the saxophone that you hear that is especially prominent at the end of the song was played by a man named Ronnie Ross, who was a British jazz musician, who was actually the saxophone teacher for a teenaged. Well, in the middle of that, you either love or hate I'm Gonna Be, parentheses 500 miles, and since I played it, guess which side I come down on for that song. The Proclaimers' success with that track was limited to the UK and Australia when it was released in 1988, but 5 years later, in 1993, it hit number three in the US when it was featured in the romantic comedy Benny and June. Scottish twin brothers Charlie and Craig Reed of the Proclaimers are 60 on Saturday. Happy birthday to both of them. And we kicked off our birthday set with Roger Daltrey and The Who, with Behind Blue Eyes from their 1971 album, Who's Next? Sir Roger will be 78 on Tuesday. Well, that'll wrap it up for our episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. Next week, we move into March in Women's History Month, and our next episode will feature some women's contribution to music, more specifically, my favorite female artists, and you'll want to tune in for that. There are a few upcoming Deviant Legion podcasts this week, hosted by our good friend and the man who made this show possible, Carl Kafer. Here's the K-Man to tell you all about them. Greetings, my friend.
Greetings, TC. Nice to be here, even just to do a little bit of house cleaning.
How'd you like to show tonight?
Yeah, you know, I need to get out my mop every so often and, like, clear the floor of all the bile and that I've thrown up for all that I'm drinking, but never
yeah.
mind.
You like the show tonight?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Good,
absolutely. Good. We're so glad to have you on. And
I'm really
of course,
happy to be part of the family.
Oh, absolutely. You are part of the family. And for those of you that have followed TC, he and I have known each other for a number of years, and I got him on Rachel's show, which we'll talk about here in a moment, Terry. That's our Saturday show that we do every 2 weeks. But upcoming, we're doing a little bit of housekeeping here. Tomorrow is our last podcast for Black History Month, and we have author Rick Coleman. Now, Rick has written a biography of Fats Domino. He's currently writing a history of New Orleans music, and I just received from Rick a whole bunch of songs that we're going to feature in the podcast that's all about the history of New York, of New Orleans, and we're talking like Fats Domino, Dave Bartholomew, Professor Longhair, all sorts of Papa Celestin, all sorts of people. So you want to listen to that. And Rick is a good friend and of the person that really started this podcast in a lot of ways, David Winnington, who passed away before Christmas. And Rick and I met each other and found out he did this, and we're having him on. So on the 1st of March, we're going to have both Limes Marshall and Vicki Love back with part two of our Star Wars influence. You know, we basically talked about Star Wars itself, the movie in 1977, and also, of course, we did all the knockoffs on that. But now we're going to be focusing on the direct sequels and upwards to the second trilogy of prequels. So we'll be talking there, and then we'll do at least one more show on that, and that's on Tuesday. Now, on Wednesday, we welcome back a friend of the podcast, director Joe Badon, who's been with us a number of times. Joe directed the movie Sister Tempest, which is a really weird film. For those of you that are incredibly strange film fanatics and part of the podcast and Facebook group there. But he also has a couple short films. He's working on a new musical, which kind of frightens me a little bit. But we'll be chatting with Joe. And then he's a really cool dude. I should get you the link to his film. You've never seen anything like Sister Tempest. Trust me on this. I call him the micro-budget Jodorowsky. and he's out of New Orleans, by the way, or outside of New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
So Joe's a really good guy. And then on Saturday, we are going to have Down the Rabbit Hole with Rachel, and we're going to be talking and listening to female protest singers. And I can tell you that I picked three. I'm going to do two songs each of them. And that would be Tori Amos, Janice Ian, and Odetta. So and I know TC's got stuff already, and Rachel's working on her list as we speak. So we'll all have that for this coming Saturday.
Well,
so
not
that's
only
what we have coming
not only,
up.
Not only protest, but activism more, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
going
to be a fun show. That's one I don't want anybody to miss. They're gonna hear some good surprises in there and find out about some people that they hear on the radio, but they just never realize what kind of people they are as far as their activism and concern for the earth and human rights and everything else. So that's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what I got, TC.
Well, I thank you, Carl, for coming on and telling us that. And you can find all of those great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episode archives whenever it works for you. And
also,
I want to remind you.
Also, if I can interrupt, also, I forgot to mention we have a website now, which is www.deviantlegion.com. It's still being worked on a bit, but you can see most of us and check out things. And I would say by mid-March, it will be totally done. So please check that out, too, as we work on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, TC.
I'll remind everybody on that one. Thank you for coming on, Carl. Okay, and also check out my YouTube channel, TCC77, for concert footage that I've shot at rock shows around the country, TCC77 on YouTube. And please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you're into that sort of thing. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm TC Clark, and I hope that you had as much fun as I did tonight. And you have a great rocking weekend. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.